This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. And we're being joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Loudoun District Library. Chelsea, what's going on at the LDL?
Tonight, we have Natural Features of Ottawa County with, and I am so sorry if I mess up this name, the OIAS, which is the Owashtenong Islands Audubon Society.
Wow.
I think I got it.
Okay, sounds impressive.
They're very cool. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. You can learn all about how they inventory flora and fauna for wildlife conservation and tracking healthy biodiversity. Our presenter, William Martinez, has officially inventoried over 450 plant species new to Ottawa County, 30 of which were entirely new to the state of Michigan, as well as a native slug species that was new to the state.
Wow, a new slug moved into town.
New slug moved in.
Oh, you got to put that on the state sign. You could come to Michigan if you're a slug.
Exactly. Okay. So this is super cool. This group meets every month, and so this is one of, you know, their February monthly meeting. Educational, a lot of fun to learn about, you know, how some of these things work around here with wildlife conservation.
Okay, what else you got?
I've got a question for you.
All right.
What year did you graduate high school?
The year of 1994.
And do you still have your high school yearbook?
No, I didn't get a yearbook. I do know I have my ninth grade yearbook laying around someplace, but
okay.
My high school yearbook, no, I do not have.
We have an archive of Grand Haven High School yearbooks ranging from 1913 all the way to 2024.
Wow.
And so, you know, when 2025s come out, we'll have that one too.
You'll get that one then, yeah.
It's over 100 years.
Wow.
Of yearbooks.
You can look at families and see how they've progressed. And,
yeah.
Wow.
You could track someone going through.
Yeah.
Go see someone who graduated in 1913, what they looked like, the clothes they wore.
Mm.
They can't be checked out.
Yeah.
But they're available for perusal in our local history genealogy room.
Yeah.
In that collection, we also have archived newspapers, atlas maps, family name genealogical records, and if your family's been here long enough, we might even have records of your grandma's utility usage.
Wow. Well, grandma liked the electric when it first came out. She was using it all the time.
Fan.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan.
So if people want to learn more about those resources, they can visit, little twist to what I normally say, genealogy.loudoutlibrary.org and learn about all of the amazing local history genealogy resources we have to offer.
And I believe you want to talk about your app.
Yes, I can talk about our app a little bit. So for people who are not aware, you can check out library books using the app. You don't have to go up to a kiosk or a desk or anything that we love if you come and say hi. But you can be right there, pull it off the shelf, check it out with your phone. If you have the app, literally just open up Lakeland Library app, tap, it looks like a little shopping cart, and it'll pull up your phone's camera and you can scan the barcode.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you ever forget your library card, right next to the little shopping cart is a little card. And as long as you've input your library card once on the app, you can tap it and it'll bring up your library card barcode.
There you go.
Easy peasy, super convenient. So we highly recommend it.
Technology is taking everything over. All right, Chelsea, if people want to learn more about what's going on at the LDL, where's the best place to go?
They can go to loudoutlibrary.org or follow us at Loudoun District Library on social media.
She's Chelsea Payton. I'm Jesse Bruce. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, and we'll talk to you next week.